This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, underwritten by Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. I'm Buzz Ulrich. We commemorate the death of a man born in Langenkirchdorf in Saxony in 1811. Pastor Carl Ferdinand Wilhelm Walther died on May 7, 1887. Carl Ferdinand Wilhelm Walther was a key figure in Lutheranism in the 19th century. The son of a Lutheran pastor and an ordained pastor himself, C.F.W. Walther found himself looking at changes in the world.
He served in Braunsdorf, Saxony, as the pastor from January of 1837 until November of 1838, and it was at that time that C.F.W. Walther joined with a large group of Saxon immigrants who were leaving Saxony to come to America for religious reasons. They were united as a Lutheran community under a very charismatic and influential leader, Martin Stephan.
That's Professor Thomas Egger of Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Missouri, a contributor to a book on Walther titled Churchman and Theologian. Egger says four of the five ships that left Saxony arrived in the United States, and the group took steamboats up the Mississippi River to find a place where they could settle in Perry County, Missouri.
There they went through very trying times. Their bishop was involved, Martin Stephan, their leader, was involved in a great moral scandal and was banished from the community. They were in disarray. And through all of that, C.F.W. Walther, though he was one of the youngest of the handful of pastors who had come along, really emerged as a voice of leadership. He was young, he was extremely ill and sick and disillusioned during this period, and yet through his careful study of the scriptures and of the writings of Martin Luther, he really led those early immigrants out of the fog of their confusion at the time. Should they have even come? Were they really the church? What is it that makes the church the church? And he helped to set them on a course of confidence in the scriptures, confidence that where the gospel is preached and the sacraments are administered according to Christ's command, there God is building his church. And he really reestablished them on a good footing. He then moved to St. Louis and became pastor of a congregation in St. Louis, Trinity Lutheran Church. And in 1845, began publishing a great publication, Der Lutheraner, which was distributed. It was a theological commentary that called the church back to historic Lutheranism. It was read eagerly by a number of Lutheran pastors across the country who were looking for just such a voice and just such a direction. And that gave way then in 1847 to the founding of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Pastor C.F.W. Walther became the first president of the Synod, as well as the president of Concordia Seminary, St. Louis. A prolific writer, especially of theological studies, he was well known for his treatise, The Proper Distinction Between Law and Gospel. We commemorate the death of the historic German-American Lutheran theologian, Pastor C.F.W. Walther, who died on the 7th of May in 1887.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.